Welcome back. In this lesson, we're making one of those classic jungle ingredients that can instantly give a track attitude, a retro rave old school DNB ARP in Ableton Live 12, then arranging it like a proper DJ tool. The goal here is not just to design a synth line. We're building a little melodic engine that feels like it belongs on top of breakbeats, sub pressure, and that classic 92 to 95 jungle energy. So think functional, hype, and mix ready. This should feel like something a selector can drop into a set and immediately know where the energy is going. First, set your tempo. For that old-school jungle feel, go somewhere around 160 to 174 BPM. If you want it a little more modern but still rolling, 170 BPM is a great middle ground. Then make a 16-bar loop straight away. That's important, because we're not thinking in terms of a standalone loop toy. We're thinking in phrases, in sections, and in DJ-friendly movement. Before you even write notes, decide what job this ARP is doing. Is it intro tension? Is it a drop support hook? Is it a breakdown lift? Is it a transition tool? That roll-first mindset matters in drum and bass, because the drums and bass already carry so much of the low-end drama. Then ARP needs to add identity and motion without getting in the way. Now let's build the sound. Create a MIDI track and load Waveatable or Analog. Waveatable is especially useful here, because it gives you that classic shape with a bit more control. Start with a sawn oscillator 1, then add a square or another sawn oscillator 2, slightly detuned. Keep the unison controlled, maybe 2 to 4 voices if you need a little width. Then use a low-pass 24 dB filter, and bring the cutoff somewhere in the middle, anywhere from about 500 Hz to 2K Hz depending on how bright you want it. Add a little resonance, maybe 10 to 25%, just enough to give the tone some edge. For the envelope, keep the attack short, the decay medium short, and the sustain low. We want notes that speak quickly and then get out of the way. That rhythmic, punchy behavior is a huge part of why old-school rave ARPs feel so effective. If you want some width, add chorus ensemble lightly. Keep it subtle. A little goes a long way. After the instrument, add saturator. Drive it a few dB, maybe 2 to 6, and turn on soft clip. This is not about destroying the sound. It's about giving it some attitude and helping it cut through breaks. Now for the MIDI idea. Pick a minor key, F minor, G minor, A minor, all solid choices for darker jungle energy. Keep the notes within a tight range, so the ARP stays playable and doesn't start acting like a whole lead melody. Start with a pattern built from chord tones, maybe a root, fifth, minor third, and octave or root, fifth, minor third, and ninth. You don't need a full chord stack. In fact, the old-school approach often works better when it implies harmony instead of spelling everything out. Add Ableton's arpeggiator before the instrument. Try up, down, or up down as your direction. Set the rate to 1/16 if you want urgency, or 1/8 if you want a more lurching, ravey feel. Gate somewhere around 45 to 70% works well. Retrigger on, and hold off if you want a more programmed, precise feel. A strong starting move is to keep the first couple bars a bit sparser, then increase the density. For example, bars 1 and 2 can feel like a simple 1/8 ARP, bars 3 and 4 can open into 1/16 for a lift, and then later bars can add octave jumps or note changes. That way, the ARP evolves without needing a totally new idea every 2 seconds. And this is where the teacher note matters. Think in phrases, not just loops. Even if the MIDI repeats, the listener should feel some kind of new gesture every 4 or 8 bars. That can come from note length, register, filter motion, or a tiny accent change. Small changes make a huge difference in this style. Now let's shape the groove. Jungle and old school DNB live in the pocket. If the ARP is too perfectly quantized, it can sound disconnected from the break. So nudge some notes slightly early or late if needed, and use the groove pool with a subtle swing template. A swing around 54 to 58%, with groove amount between 20 and 50%, is a good range to experiment with. Also, don't fill every space. Leave holes on purpose. A tiny gap before a snare hit or a fill can make the next ARP hit feel much bigger. Sometimes the hardest sounding patterns are the ones that know when to step back. If your break has ghost notes, let the ARP answer them. If the drums are busy, simplify the ARP. If the drums are sparse, you can let the ARP be a little more active. The best jungle top lines often behave almost like percussion. In fact, here's a great test. If you mute the pitch information and the rhythm still feels good, you're probably in the right zone. Next, let's add movement with automation. A really practical setup is to put your synth and effects inside an instrument rack or audio effect rack and map a few important macros. Good macro targets here are filter cutoff, resonance, saturator drive, delay amount, reverb send, and maybe ARP rate if you want a dramatic switch up. For the intro, keep the cutoff low and the reverb a bit more present. As you move toward the drop, gradually open the cutoff. Once the drop lands, bring the sound a bit drier and tighter. In breakdown moments, bring up delay feedback or wetness to create an atmosphere. Echo is excellent for this. Try 1/8 or 1/8 dotted, feedback around 15-35%, and make sure the internal filter removes some low end. Then automate the dry/wet between about 10-30% depending on the section. That gives you movement without turning the ARP into a washed out mess. Utility is also really useful here. Keep the intro narrower if you want to preserve space, then widen it a little in the breakdown. But when the drop hits, always check mono compatibility and make sure the core still feels solid in the center. This is very much DJ tool thinking. Every automation should act like a signpost. A filter opening tells the listener the tune is building. A delay swell tells them something's about to happen. A width change tells them the energy has shifted. You're not just making it sound cool, you're helping the arrangement communicate. Now let's arrange it like something you'd actually use in a set. For bars 1-8, keep it intro-friendly. That might mean a filtered ARP, sparse drums, and room for mixing. Bars 9-16 can bring the build, more notes, a brighter tone, more delay motion. Then the drop support section can open fully, with a full breakbeat and bassline underneath. In that section, the ARP becomes a top layer hook, not the star of the whole frequency spectrum. Then after that, give yourself a switch up, reduce the ARP density, maybe bring in a reverse hit or an octave down double, and then strip it back again for the outro. A clean outro is incredibly useful in DNB because it makes the tune easier to mix out of. If you're making a DJ tool, that matters a lot. A strong arrangement habit is to place a phrase change every 8 or 16 bars and put a 1-bar fill before the major section changes. That little turnaround helps the track feel intentional. It gives the DJ and the listener a clear cue that something new is coming. At this point, if the MIDI pattern works, it's time to make it more authentic through resampling. Resample the ARP to audio. You can record it in real time or freeze and flatten it if that suits your workflow. Once it's audio, chop it into phrases, reverse selected hits, pitch a few chops down an octave, and use warp carefully if needed. Don't crush the transients. Keep it musical. You can also load the audio into Sampler and turn it into a playable chop instrument. Use classic or one-shot mode, trim the start and end to the most useful transient, and slice it if you want quick rearrangement. That's a really nice way to get a B section from the same material without rewriting the harmony. If you want more grit, add redux very lightly. Just a touch of downsampling can give the ARP that hardware-era roughness. The important word there is lightly. We want character, not digital collapse. Resampling is especially useful in jungle because it gives you hooks for fills, reverse pre-hits, transition swells, and chopped phrases that can answer the break. And honestly, it also forces decisions. Once you commit to audio, you stop endlessly tweaking the synth and start actually arranging. Now fit it against the drums and bass. If the ARP is fighting the low end, fix it immediately. Use EQ8 and high pass it somewhere around 120-250 Hz depending on the patch. If it gets harsh, cut any piercing resonances around 2.5 to 5kHz. Utility can help you keep the ARP centered or only lightly wide. And if necessary, add gentle sidechain compression keyed from the kick or snare to tuck it into the groove. This is where DNB arrangement really matters. The breakbeat and bassline already carry a huge amount of rhythmic information, so your ARP doesn't need to be huge to be effective. It needs to be clear, intentional, and well-placed. If your bass is a Reis, let the ARP live in the upper mids and harmonics. If the bass is more spacious and roller-like, the ARP can beat a little brighter and more rhythmic. If the track is darker, keep the ARP filtered and let the movement come from automation rather than brightness. A few common mistakes to watch out for. First, don't make the ARP too wide and low-heavy. That can blur the mix fast. Second, don't overload it with notes. A simple motif almost always hits harder than a busy scale run. Third, make sure it relates to the break. If it doesn't lock with the drums, it'll feel detached. And fourth, don't drown it in reverb. Old school jungle often sounds bigger because of contrast, not because everything is swimming in space. For a more hardcore or darker edge, a few pro moves really help. Add small detune movement, but keep it under control so it doesn't drift into trance territory. Try a clean synth layer plus a dirtier resampled layer underneath. Use resonance sweeps carefully into transitions. Accent one note in the motif every bar or every two bars. And if you want extra lift, only use octave doubles in selected sections so the contrast feels meaningful when they disappear. Here's a really useful practice mindset. Check the pattern at low volume. If it still reads when quiet, the rhythm and contour are strong enough to survive in a club mix. That's a good sign you've built something with real shape, not just loudness. Let's talk about the arrangement philosophy one more time, because this is the difference between a loop and a proper DJ tool. Start with a reduced fingerprint. Give the listener a fragment of the arp before the full version arrives. Save the brightest, most open version for the first payoff. Use dropout and re-entry to create tension. Even a single bar where the arp disappears and then comes back differently can make the section feel much bigger. And if you're making a set-friendly tune, don't be afraid to print alternate versions. A main mix, an instrumental DJ tool, or even a breaks-only and arp-only utility version can all be super useful later.